Hustle Radio. This is Side Hustle Radio.
Here. All right. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another edition of
Side Hustle Radio. You know who this be. You know, since it's around Valentine's Day, I like to call myself the standing boyfriend. Hef Chulo is in the building.
Cuckoo. And I don't mean it in the bash. It's like, you crazy. Well, he is crazy.
Yes, he does. Cuckoo. That's why you keep saying it. Cuckoo. now I get it.
That's like a gangster call, yeah, man.
No, he keep calling me crazy.
Cuckoo. Like the ghetto call. I was doing the ghetto call, man. What?
And I got my the platinum DJ.
DJ D Poise in the building.
Did he just pearl his tongue?
Did you say pearl? At any rate, I gotta start the show off with an artist that came on our other show, Showing Love. Sevion, OG Sevion. And got a nice record. Thought I'd show him some love and play this on the show for the Sevion record. Down talking about the mud.
Straight from the mud.
Down there in North Cackalack.
I'm telling
why
you.
Why it called Cackalack?
You know what? We special. We know black folks and stuff like that. You know, we put slang on everything.
So
when we put slang on just a simple like Target.
Tarjay,
you know we had problems.
True that.
Jesse Pinye.
Jesse Pinye. So, we have a guest.
Straight from Cali. All the way from Cali today. All the way from Cali.
Okay.
Straight from Cali. So, he's really fresh. He's in the building.
Okay.
J to the F. Millionaire is in the building today.
Millionaire.
Air.
Cool.
So hey, let's do the Sevion.
The mud.
Hey, we have J to the F in the building.
Alright.
Yo, this your boy OG Sevion Saddam, and I'm checking out Hustle Brand Radio with my boy DJ DePoy. Yeah. I had to get it out the mud. Straight up. I done got it out the mud, chill. I done got it out the mud, chill. Watch me get it out the mud, chill. I went and got it out the mud.
Come on.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top,
chill.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top,
chill.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top,
chill.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top. I went and got it out the mud. Wanna kick it, what the fo'? If it ain't about a dollar like Creflo,
Creflo.
I ain't tryna hear it, I'm on that petrol.
Cookies
and Gorilla Glue.
Gorilla Glue.
Tryna watch how these killers move.
Killers move.
Tryna pay attention who I'm dealing to. And jump about the streets with a mill or two. I done got it out the mud. With that street money like I'm bankroll. Country bunkin', stuntin', getting plenty money. Straight from the bonus, I come from nothing. I done got it out the mud.
Chill.
I done got it out the mud.
Chill.
Watch me get it out the mud.
Chill.
I went and got it out the mud.
Come on.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top.
Chill.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top.
Chill.
Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. I don't got it out the mud. Came up in the streets, the shit cut, though. Bro, if you try to flat, you're getting stuck. If you pull it out, you better bust. Send me all the automatic. Ain't send you, I'll let you have it. Trigger happy old country. Talk shit, but they ain't f***ing with them. I don't got it out the mud. Killed the blue flame, shout out Shorty Low. Country bunkin', stuntin', spendin' plenty money. Straight from the boonies, bitch, I come for nothing. I done got it out the mud. I done got it out the mud. Watch me get it out the mud. I went and got it out the mud. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Started from the bottom, now we at the top. Started from the bottom, now we at the top.
Oh, Savion, OG Savion, all the way from North Carolina.
Yep, North Carolina.
From the mud.
Killing the gang down there.
I tell you, again, I think they need to go ahead and move to North Carolina to get the rest of the music acts. Stay out of Atlanta.
It's the new music capital now for hip hop.
I think so too. I just think. Yeah, so. With further ado, you know, we have a artist coming on all the way from California, which I sort of see what you said earlier, but all the way from California, I guess he comes straight from the mud too, you know, all the way from the San Diego, from the 619, the 619, I remember that area code, that's one of my favorite area codes, from the 619, we like to welcome JF Millionaire in the building. What's up, Jeff?
Yo, you there?
Oh, yeah. What's good? What's good? It's kind of hard to hear you, but JF right here.
What's good with you?
Okay, he's in the building. So, JF, can you hear us now?
Yeah.
Okay. JF, is that your initials, or is there a meaning behind your name? It's very unique. You explain your name a little bit to us, if you can hear.
Yeah, JF is first and last initial. Millionaire is just, you know, bringing out, you know, them lines that just go a million feet above people's heads in the air, like. I just like putting metaphors and similes into my music, so I don't like being dumb when I spit lines.
He already talked about metaphors and similes. He just,
dropping.
He's already dropping.
Dropping
he's,
game.
He's already dropping.
Dropping game out the gate.
Already out the gate. So for those who know you, JF, and for those who don't know you, can you go ahead and introduce yourself to the world and where you from?
Yeah, so, you know, I'm out here in Cali. I've been pushing, I've been grinding, doing music. I rap, produce, engineer, I do all that. And then I got a gang of music out on Spotify. Got a ton of streams. Shout out to everyone that's streaming me right now. Shout out to everyone that's listening in that I told about this interview. And the new listeners, go ahead and jump on, you know, because it's all about the bandwagon. About to take it to the top, you know.
Yeah, we can't even front, bro. That's how we came across you. Is we came across one of your songs on Spotify. So, yeah, we actually found you through Spotify ourselves. And he's like, okay.
What was that song? It was like, I forgot the name of the song that you was looking up, and you ran across. Like, JF, who's
you? Got a lot of music, man.
You hear a lot of music.
How long you been doing music again? Because you got a lot of music on Spotify.
Yeah, I've been like recording for like 10 years. And then recently, I had no distributor that could put it out, or distribution channel that can put it out for a price that I could afford, and then also get music and build a fan base at the same time. So I finally found one that I can do unlimited, and I went through them, and I just put everything back up, and then just started working with playlists and just promotion and just getting my connects up. And just, I went hard. Like last year in April, I got like, because I have a cousin, he works with Sony, and he just gave me game on a bunch of stuff. He's like, hey, you need to do this, this, and this. And people started doing this and this and this. And ever since then, like, shit's been popping off. So it's pretty lit.
Man, it definitely is working. Because,
hey, you got our attention.
For sure. Hey, that's what's up.
Got more music than some cats got. In their got lifetime.
Followers.
Yeah,
he got more music than some cats got followers.
Yeah, you true that too. And then we went over like let's check it out on IG. And we said, man, he's got a large following too. So,
yeah.
Wow, man, you could give advice to some artists on some game as far as like what to do, because they nowadays a lot of artists have no idea what to do, how to get their music out. When they send their music out, it's not tagged correctly, it's not, you know, and then a radio station plays it and then they don't get credit for it because they didn't tag it correctly. And
Definitely, yeah, I had that when I was I've been linking up with a few DJs. The one played it out in Detroit, my new single The Man, and then I sent it out to Dash Radio. They've been playing it for a few weeks. But yeah, you definitely got to tag it properly, because when you send it in, they record a video and it just looks weird when you have the name all messed up. So you got to tag it properly, and you know iTunes can tag it for you and all that stuff. So definitely, but networking is key. Like you just got to keep building up your network and keeping relationships with the people that you rocking with. You know.
Oh, that's what's up. That's what's up. He understands the game right now. So what made you decide to get into hip hop?
When I was younger, I have an older brother. He was getting into it, and he was just getting into it when he was boys. And I was like, man, I'm trying to do that, but I didn't think I could do it. And some random dude that lived in an apartment complex, I was living in Vegas at the time, he came through. And he was like, hey, man, how come you don't rap? And I was like, man, I can't do that. I don't even know where to start. He's like, man, I know you can do it, bro. I know. So as soon as he told me, I picked up the pen and I started writing. I've been writing since I was like real little, like 12, 13. And like I said, I've been just recording ever since, put out a gang of music. And you can see it all on Spotify, Apple Music, all that.
So this is like past music, like way, way back, that you threw all together at one time on just streaming services. Like,
yeah, I mean, most of it is like, it's really old. Like, I don't know if they show the dates, because I had to take everything down and relook up the dates that I released them initially. Some of it's from like 2007, 2008, 2010. But my most recent stuff is the most important, you know, at least to me, because I feel like I hit a milestone, a breakthrough, because I was hella underground, like,
yeah,
influenced by like New York style writing and like Nas, Jay-Z, like how they used to be in the past. And then I just studied the game of how everyone's rapping and, you know, producing now, and I tweaked it a lot, and that's the kind of style you hear nowadays. But it's like, you still hear the metaphors and similes, just not as much as it used to be. It's more commercialized, but that's what people want to hear. So,
yeah.
Wait a minute. You from Vegas? You from Vegas or you from Cali? You from West Coast, and you talking about Nas and Jay influencing you? What?
That's how I grew up. You know, like that's the kind of music that I like to listen to. I like to listen to the East Coast, like Biggie. You know, all them cats that have them hard lyrics that they're just spitting bars. You know, that's where I came up listening to, just bars. You know,
wow.
So that's, man, it.
Got some lyricists on the West Coast now. You know, yeah. You know, you got like Cube. You got, you know,
Yeah.
Some of the earlier.
Yeah, I mean, I listen to Ice Cube too. I mean, I like a couple of his songs, but I couldn't really get into the West Coast stuff because really? Like, when I was growing up and getting to where I'm at now, like, it was just always like gang banging,
yeah,
and, you know, Crippin' or Blood. And I mean, some like The Game when he came out, he was West Coast. Like, right. He was a little bit different when he came out.
True.
And I was listening to him, but it was still more like something about East Coast that just. They had the, you know, the melodies, the samples, and just how everything flowed.
Ah, okay. So okay.
You would put yourself at a lyricist than more of a, I guess you would say, like a trap artist or a gang banger type rapper. You would say you're more on the lines of lyrics first, you know?
Yeah, I mean... I guess I was a lyricist. Like, in my past work, you can hear that I was a lyricist first, and then I went through some changes. I went through, like, dance kind of music, like techno, and, you know, I put some of that in there. And then over the years, I just evolved with music and kind of just went with the trend. And then I finally, when I started getting in producing more, I found my own lane, and I stopped working with these producers that were trying to make me do all these, you know, jump through hoops kind of deal. So now I produce my own stuff and I make the sound that I want to sound, and, you know, it's a lot better.
Oh, so you produce your own stuff now. You no longer really working with the producers. You're just doing your own.
Yeah, like I would reach out to producers, and then, like, they produced my last album called The Dilemma, but there was, like, a mix up with them, and they were like, oh, you got to give us more money for this and that. And I was like, I ain't even trying to deal with y'all, so I'm gonna put that album to the side and I'm gonna work on some new shit. So I started doing my own little singles, and then I'm currently working on a new project. I don't know the name yet, and I don't know when it's gonna release because it's still in the works, but I do have something coming. It's gonna come out this year.
Okay. Are you ever in a group together, or you were always a solo artist? Like, you ever do that?
I mean, I had a few groups back in. We had Restless. There was, like, me and two other dudes, me, a rapper, producer. And then I had, like, the coaching team in high school, me and some white cat. He was crazy with the flows. He was just all over the place, but he was dope. And then right now I try to do a Rare Kind, which is my current record label that I own, Rare Kind Music. We had a group, but like I said, some people just, they don't stick with the music too long. They just kind of think it's gonna happen in like 6 months or something, right. And that's it. Like, it takes some work. You gotta put some work in. So
yeah, you gotta put some work in. Off. Yeah, you gotta put some work in. You know, it's not for, this is not a sprint. This is a long distance. You know.
Yo, you know, I asked this question. You know, a lot of cast has been rapping from way, way, way back. Everybody had a different name before they were who they are now. So were you always going by JF? Or did you have a silly name like Fresh or Sir something back in the day?
Yeah, it was crazy. I started off... Man, I had a lot of fucking names, to be honest. The most recent I can think of was Black Knight, and then I had New Star, and then I had Verbs. But then Verbs was my last recent one before JF, and then I almost got sued because some artists had the other names, so I was like, oh shit, let me change it. And then now that's why I'm using JF Millionaire now.
Jones had some dope names, man. That was all. Shoot.
I agree. So yeah, cause there was an artist named Verbs. I think I do remember an artist named Verbs.
Really?
Yeah, he was some cat. He only had like one song out, and like I said, I was constantly putting music out. So if you look at all the albums I have now, just imagine how many I had before that. I had like three or four before that, and I had to scratch all them.
He was probably bandwagon off of you. he only had one track.
Yeah, man.
He probably started hating. And, look, man, that is somebody else trying to be me. Somebody walking up to him talking about, yo, that record you did was hot, and it was actually you. And he probably got mad and said, like, you know what? This ain't right.
I mean, that's how the industry works. If you don't play the cards right and you don't cover yourself, then yeah, that's probably what happened.
Yeah, because I know on Spotify, there are a lot of artists, a lot of overseas artists that have the same exact name as artists that are here. And then when they upload their music, so you'll say, oh, this is the SOS band. And then they'll mix it all together with an SOS band UK and an SOS band in the United States. And everybody's like, man, what the?
Hey, they're just doing a Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy.
That's crazy.
But
yeah, I've seen that. I've seen a few artists that I work with that have, you know, the same name as another artist. And I'm like, I don't know how the royalties pay out,
right,
or whatever the case is, but as long as they're getting paid, I mean, I guess it's cool.
Yo, well, man, we're eager to get into some of your music, man.
We got two tracks of your music. And I know you wanted one of them to go. Which one did you want to go first?
Oh, we could do the Role Model one first, and then we can do the Man second, because Role Model came first, and the Man, I think, is just better overall track.
Okay. So here we are. We have J to the F Millionaire, and this track is called Role Model. We'll be right back, right after this.
Act like you can't see me. They call it a grind, and I've been on it every season. Best believe it, I got friends saying slow down, but I got that drive that this world can never hold down. Still got that young swag, girl, he's tryna holler quick. They keep moaning my name, cause I love the sound of it. Jay, you're fun and new tip, you can say exclusive. Better watch me closely, just to peep my movement. Old friends can't believe this, they calling me a genius. Now tell the world they can go and suck my, oh, crack them speakers. This my Mona Lisa, bitch, I'm in the game, I got no more time for them bleachers. Got a ton of taking shots like in Kobe. It's my time, yeah, I had to check the role. Now, okay, is you down to turn up? We in Cali too, so you know it's time to burn up. Got more money on my mind now. Tell these other names they can pipe down. Stacks up in my pocket too. Never standing still, you know I gotta move. Guarantee I never hate. Me the Henny, a pass, me the Remy. Fill my cup up, just looking too empty. I worked hard, now it's time to let loose. And the day off is shocking, like the boy Zeus. I'm about to call up Iggy, her and I about to jam out. Convince her to drop panties, let that ass out. Good God, I'm on a roll and I'm never stopping. Go back to last year, a nigga made options. They looked over my head until I made bread. Now I'm at that point where I really can flex. About to cop the custom chain just so I can shine more. Business all fleet and I know you should mind yours. I'm here to take shots, move up. No chop down or screwed up. Screwed up. About time for us to burn up. Celebrate all night, let's turn up. Got more money on my mind now. Tell these other names they can pipe down. Stacks up in my pocket too. Never standing still, you know I gotta move. Giddy, I never hate. That's right here, let me demonstrate. Take a few pics when I'm on center stage. And watch me celebrate. Watch me celebrate. Got more money on my mind now. Tell these other names they can pipe down. Stacks up in my pocket too. Never stand still. You know I gotta move. Guarantee I never hate. That's right here, let me demonstrate. Take a few pics when I'm on center stage. And watch me celebrate. Watch me celebrate.
J to the F Millionaire, Role Model. Oh,
say what?
Bro.
Role Model.
Yo, Fire.
Bro, yo, that song was pretty good. I made it last year early.
You don't sound like a West Coast hip hop artist. You didn't sound like a West Coast hip hop artist. That didn't sound West Coast.
Yeah, see, I'm telling you, like I wasn't influenced by West Coast too much.
But you know who you did sound like a little bit? I can see a collab on this one. Who can you see a collab with?
I don't know, bro. You got a style of your own to me. You know what I'm saying? I could say you definitely could do something with a artist from the East. From the East.
I'm saying for the South.
Who you saying from the South?
T.I.
I'll give you that.
Because he had that flow. He had that slight, that was like a T.I. flow right there, bro. I like that. I like what you had to say in your song just now. I like the flow.
All right. Yeah, I mean, I can see that. T.I. is pretty dope, too.
Yeah.
I could listen to him.
I can see a collab with that one. I can see T.I. coming in on the verse on that one.
So how's the response to your music on the West Coast? Do you get more love on the East or the South or other areas than you do the West?
I mean, to be honest, everything that I get is just usually online. Like, since I'm in San Diego, I don't really have too much of a fan base here. And like I show people, I'm out here showing people constantly. They either, oh yeah, that's dope, you know. Blah, blah, blah. But when I go out and I put it online, like they show all kind of love, you know, the comments on it, all kind of stuff. Or they hit my DMs, but it's never local. Like nobody locally.
What?
But wow. Yes, yeah, it's crazy, man.
They better learn who the J to the F is before it's too late.
Yeah, that's what I keep telling people. You know, like, hey, by the time you guys catch on, it's gonna be too late. So I be offering people, like, since, like I said, I get paid royalty checks and I get paid, like, you know, from sales, and I'm like, hey man, jump on and I'll pay you to, you know, spread my music out there. Like, I don't even care. Like, that's, I'm giving them a piece of the pie, and they still are just like, oh no, I'm good. And I'm like, all right, well, shit, whatever.
Oh, that's what's up. You know the game then. You know the royalty game and the licensing and the spins and all that. You getting the royalty checks. You know the game then. A lot of cats have no idea, man. They have no clue.
Yeah.
So you get paid for this interview. Because you just got a spin.
True that. True that. Hey. True that. And then it goes into rotation.
More spin.
More spins. More royalties.
There it is.
Hey, it adds up at the end of the year, bro. So
yeah, it does. It adds up.
So, you do any live performances or shows anywhere in here lately?
Usually when I perform up in LA. I go out there. I haven't done anything in a minute because I've been just working on branding and just building up, you know, a good following. But whenever I do perform, it's in LA.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah. Man. Have you ever done any shows outside of L.A. anywhere lately? Or has it all been basically on the West Coast area?
Yes, yeah, it's just been up in L.A. Like, I've been offered shows in Atlanta before. Like, strip clubs and stuff like that. Or, like, clubs out in Atlanta.
Take it. Trust me. It's a good look. Take it. Take it.
Yeah, that would fit in, bro.
That's all. Yeah, take it. If Atlanta strip clubs like you, it's worldwide, bro. I'm just gonna let you know that.
Is it that? Next time they hit me up, I still got connections with people. I can hit them up and just go out there and do a little something for them.
Oh man, you get mad love,
man. And if you go, let me know because I can be there too.
Wow, man! So your influence is a lot of the
East Coast.
East Coast,
yeah.
I can hear that. I can definitely hear that. Forget what I was gonna say. I got brain freeze real quick. What was I gonna say? What's going on in my mind?
Well, I'm not sure, but I got a question. Yeah. So going forward, you know, you're getting ready for the summer. Springtime is about to hit. Well, it's probably springtime where you're at right now anyway. summer is about to hit. So what are some of your plans for this year?
For this year, like I said, I'm gonna drop some of the singles I'm working on. I got a bunch of music lined up for this project, so I just gotta find the right pockets. I'm about to shoot a video for The Man, the second single I sent you guys. I can't wait till that video drops, because it's gonna be dope. You know, I got a few girls lined up to try to get in that. So that's gonna be popping.
So you got a lot of videos on out there right now, or is this one of the few?
I mean, I have a lot of videos, but music videos that are like you should go watch is definitely Role Model. And then when The Man is done, that's gonna be lit too. But I have music videos that are old, but it's just the quality is weird, and I shot them myself, edited them myself. Now I'm working with my boy. He invested a lot of time and money on some video equipment and editing, and he gets to work on it. So when he gets to work, it's solid. So.
Okay.
Oh, that's what's up.
Yo.
Now I want to hear The Man.
Are you ready for the next one?
I'm ready.
Okay.
With that first one.
So, Jay, do you want to set up this next one? Do you want to set this up? What's The Man about?
The Man is just me being man, you know, just getting lit. Like, just talking about, you know, being the shit, you know, drinking a little bit, turning up, just having a good time, vibing out, you know.
Vibing out. Okay. So, y'all heard it. This is Jay to the F Millionaire. And this is The Man. Be right back after this. Side Hustle.
Was better than that. Don't know what to call it, I'm better than rap. Why does your homegirl keep looking for trash? My city could suck it, put J on the map. No need to flex, I'm just showing these skills. No smoking the blunts and I ain't popping them pills. Putting in work just to make me the meals. Take a look at my face, but you know that I'm real. Took a few shots, now I'm gone. You don't know the tip that I'm on. I'm on that fuck the world till I make a kid. Come take a glimpse, see how I live. I just copped a dime cause I need a change. Hi, I'm JF. Your bitch Mo's my name. I've been working hard, chasing this dream. No Wu-Tang, I came to get that cream. Came to make that dough by any means. Now name another motherfucker that be better than me. I'm in this game and she really new to me. And I'm rocking this jewelry. But the jokes, can't you just see this game in my hands? In my hands. Of course I claim it, but you know I'm the man. I'm the man. I mean, this game ain't shit really new to me. Nothing new. Walk in a place and I'm rocking this jewelry. Rocking jewels. Can't you just see this game in my hands? It's in my hands. Of course I claim it, but you know I'm the man. Yo, bitch, on my dick. Since day one, I been sick. I got swag, they all hate. Always come hard, got a sperm bank. I make moves, never checkmate. Making blood flow, like a menstruate. I'm still hungry, with a full plate. Ice on my chest, nigga, that's a cold place. Legendary flow, that's a little low. Got status right here, plus a little mo. I'm the man that your bitch be loving. Next thing you know, she cooking in the oven. Baby, come out looking for sh- man, still, I just need that ass up on my chest. Made the beat, then I murdered it. So fuck the clowns, I'm on my savage tip. I'm JF, motherfucker, you should get familiar. I made this game and she really new to me. Walk in a place and I'm rocking this jewelry. Of course I claim it, bitch, you know I'm the man. I'm the man. I mean, this game ain't shit really new to me. Nothing new. Walk in a place and I'm rocking this jewelry. Rocking jewels. Can't you just see this game in my hands? It's in my hands. Of course I claim it, bitch, you know I'm the man.
JF.
Millionaire.
The man. All right. You the man.
Yeah, I'm telling you, that one was, when I made that song and I heard the final product, I was like, hey, man, this done blew role model out the water, at least in my opinion.
I don't know, well, I think you like that one. You like that track, right?
Yeah, I don't like anybody talks about themselves, you know.
Well, I like role model.
Shots at them like, yo, you don't come, what? I'll take your girl, whatever, you know.
Yeah, I like role model. Okay, you like the man. I like role model. I don't know. You know, both of them were fine.
Yeah.
Both of them were fine.
Yeah, you did your thing, man. You did your thing. I cannot hate on nothing. You did your thing, bro. You the man.
Exactly.
So when you heard, you know, when you played, you got to say that.
I'm the man.
You the man.
Exactly.
For sure. That was from last year, 2018?
It was like late last year. I dropped that one. It was like November, December, I think. I made that.
Okay, well, there's only more to come. If there's more to come like that, you're going to continue to be the man. I know that.
I'm just saying, that song is like one of my favorites, but I got plenty more coming, you know?
Yeah, I was going to ask you that, man. What was one of your favorite songs that you've done? That's probably one right there, right?
Yeah, to this day, I mean, that's probably... The man's probably my second favorite at this point. My first favorite has got to be this track I just did. It's unreleased. It's called Watch How I Do It. I use a little bit of auto-tune on there, which I hate auto-tune, but it sounds dope. So I was like, all right, cool. And then I did a song with my cousin too called Kings. That song is about to be fire too. So I mean, like, I got a bunch lined up. I'm ready to go. You know, I just start sending these out to people and just start rocking with them.
Hey, let me tell you this. Let me tell you this, Jay to the F. Hey, you family now. And this is your platform that you can, you know, share and show out your music with the world. Because, you know, we call ourselves Side Hustle Worldwide because, you know, we're more than just here. We're everywhere. So, like I said, your family. So, don't hesitate to come back with some of that, some more fire.
I'm with it, man. I'll send you guys whatever you want.
Yeah, I was gonna ask you, man. You got a, you got any special collaborations? Meaning, anybody that you would really like to work with, like from the East or the West Coast, or anywhere really?
Shit. At this moment, who do I want to work with? Dang, that's a tough one. Cause it's like, when I grew up, I was like, hey, I want to work with Kanye, I want to work with Jay-Z, I want to work with all these cats. But it changed over the year, you know, because you kind of see how everything works, and you're like, damn, like, I don't know, it changed. Like, I at one point, I wanted to work with 6ix9ine, but. Dang, like he's doing some weird shit too. Like it just changes. But
long
those are the people I wanted to work with.
Hey, as long as you don't color your hair, dude, we cool.
I was gonna say that. I can hear you going in on a Kanye beat. I can hear that.
Yeah, I can
hear that. You probably you kill that. You'd kill
a Kanye
that.
Beat.
Yeah, I can hear.
Hey, I'm selling for him a tip. I want to see him and Tip get one. Him and Tip get one together.
That's all.
Oh yeah, T.I. too. Yeah.
Man, sky's the limit, bro.
Like I said, you family, bro. You family now. Hey, so, you know, I know we're running out of time. We can't keep you too much longer. Thank you for giving us some of your time today. How can they follow you on social media?
Well, Twitter, JF Millionaire. Instagram, JF Millionaire. No E at the end, all one word. And then if you want to get me on Snapchat, it's JF Holla, JFHOLLA, and that's it.
JF Holla.
Holla.
Yeah, Holla.
JF Holla. Hey, he said JF Millionaire on everything. If you want to follow him on IG, Twitter, JF Millionaire, no E at the end. Follow him, support, subscribe, find his music, because... if his music is like these two tracks, Oh yeah, this is fire. Hey, you have any shout outs that you want to give to anybody?
First of all, I'll give a shout out to you guys for having me here. So big ups for that. Shout out to Ray G for, you know, the videos and making beats in the past. Shout out to Days for dropping a verse on my new shit. Shout out to Finesse. And that's about it, you know.
That's about it.
That's okay. It.
Got you stung over there.
Oh no, I'm just thinking at the time.
Yeah.
Okay, so like I said, JJF, you're a family. This is your platform. You can come back anytime.
For sure.
Anytime. You know I'll be in contact with you.
For sure.
So, hey, you wanna drop a song? We'll be right back right after this break.
Yeah.
Okay, hey, JF, give me 1 second. Hey, we'll be back right after this break here. I be Hef, that's DJ DePoise, and y'all just listen to JF Millionaire. We'll be right back right after this.
This is another free DJ exclusive.
You matter.
Pause K, MC Light, at it again.
I know who you are. I know who you are. I know who you are. I know who you are.
Wait, you the guy that used to talk all reckless?
It sounds like me.
Yeah, all up on my necklace.
Come on now, knock it off.
You thought it was me and you, but you got it backwards. You must be dyslexic.
Don't flatter yourself, you're mad at yourself. I date some models and singers just as bad as yourself.
Listen, I ain't seen you since years ago. Now you're trying to give it to me like, there you go.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
I'm still not having it.
No.
I'm still not having it.
Yo.
I'm still not having it.
So.
I'm still not having it.
Yo.
I'm still not having it.
No.
I'm still not having it.
So.
I'm still not having it.
That you need to get next to. I'm telling you something positive and you telling me something extra.
Yeah, I don't even understand why you're still asking. You thinking you a player, but you never got drafted.
See what I'm saying? Now that's the Brooklyn slick talk. Understand us smoother than her slick brick walk. Now let me spell it out for you in some big chalk. You're just a devil woman trying to stick me with your bitch.
Come on,
dog.
Don't fight the power. Chuck D just called up. Hand in the air with your fists all balled up. You got good taste, but it's just paper thin though. Your mind will jump out a basement window.
Get a grip, baby, and stop free falling.
You need to pump your brakes and stop speedballing.
I got the kind of lips that women don't get upset with.
Well, those are the kind of women that you need to go and check with.
No.
I'm still not having it. 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 I'm still not having it.
Just one touch and you gon' stop being a doubter. I'm new and improving, but they make the space shuttle louder.
Well, let me break it Brooklyn raw. My precious thing is what Harry Potter and all of them been looking for.
You talk like that to the man, baby, you gon' carry. The guy you gonna marry, had you singing like Mary?
I don't think you know what MC Light really deserves, but I swear to God, you know how to work a sister's nerves.
See, now that's pimp training, called campaigning. It's my bone identity. I'm the Black Mac Damon.
Well, I'm straight diva and I give men fever, but I'm still not having it.
I still ain't having it either.
I'm still not having it. 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 I'm not having it. Pause, K. I'm just not having it. I'm still not having it. Go on. Take a walk. I'm still not having it. Still not having it. Whatever. Nah. No. I'm still not having it.
Still not having it. Hey, that's Positive K and MC Light. Still not having it.
Yeah. Shout out Positive K. Everything I hope is good with him right now. We gonna work it out. Shout out Eric Sermon. with my mic on everywhere. Shout out Eric Sermon. We were on a call last week with him. He got a new song that is blowing up.
Blowing up?
Blowing up.
Oh, so we can get to hit that one too?
Oh, you want? We can spin that.
Yeah. You can go ahead and spin that.
A little bit of time to throw that in. It is called Southern Girl. Remember?
Southern Girl.
Yeah.
You know what I like? You know what I call grits.
Grits.
G-R-I-T-S. Girls raised in the South. Grits. My mama was grits. I'm looking for some grits. I'm looking for a Southern girl too, just like Eric Sermon was talking about.
Oh, God.
I'm looking for Southern.
Like,
but see, I can't get no girl out of Mississippi though. I'm probably related to her.
Ooh. True that.
You got a Southern girl? You got a Southern girl?
South end of Columbus, Ohio, baby.
South side.
I'm from the south side of Columbus. South side all day. All right. Hey. Featuring one of your favorite rappers, man. Big Grit.
Big Grit.
All right.
Southern girl.
Raised in the Sunshine State when she was 8, a Southern girl who raised me. Look at me, track record too long to fit in this song. Strong ass women, tougher than leather, tougher than the pair denim, ass belly fit in them. These girls, 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 not everybody's the same around the world. Southern girl, that twang, that swing, that talk, that walk. Damn, look at that thing. You the reason got me sneezing. God bless you. Devil got me wanna undress you. Grandma schooled me, so I must respect you. Made me aware, so I can't neglect you. You see her, the new age Aaliyah. Not she trying to be a
Southern girl. Mama's so bad. She's a boss.
They all want that ass, that Kim Kardashian. They get shots to get there fast, to get that cash. And they doing this back to back. She a stripper, now how we get back to that? I ain't the one to give you no hassle. You a Georgia peach, I come from the apple. You both perform on stage, I rap, you clap. The money gets stacked, facts. Something like the Players Club and Netflix. She do it for her son and that certificate. Soon she will have to face it and explain to her child later how mom was getting paper. South Bronx to South Central, and I can't forget you, South Beach. I'm talking about a
Southern girl. Mama's so bad. She's the boss.
They sock the greens out the pot. Southern good with the kitchen, plus they get to the knots. I'm talking taking care of home, get it on her own. Wouldn't be surprised if she riding on chrome. She got that hustle from her mama and that ass too. Ain't falling victim to no lanes when they pass through. Mind frame, big bang, better be about it. You ain't down to scrape for it. Southern girl will see about it. Independent, educated. She a queen, but she get dying on it if she want it when it's elevated. Percolator, percolator. Hey, running back, front row, thunderstorm, waiting on a thunderclap. But it ain't all about strip club now. Nah. Even if it's the hole in the wall, she'll make it where you never leave it out. And she'll be there when you call. I'm talking about no Southern girl.
Oh, baby, yeah. Southern girl,
Yeah. Southern girl.
Yeah.
See, that's what I'm saying. Get me a Southern girl.
You know I do things on the spot with artists, right? When we play.
Oh boy.
I know that kind of backfired and sometimes, but we let the people decide, huh?
Okay, we let the people decide.
Look, it just came in my message. And if you think it's good enough to send, then it's probably good enough to give spins for y'all to choose. I never heard this. It'd be the first time I heard it by myself. So I'm right along with everybody that's listening. It's the first time I've heard it and the first time you heard it. So if you don't like it, we'll come to an agreement. Y'all can hit us up next week. Or Hev don't hold his tongue, so... You don't like something, you just go. So.
Boo.
Bro, it ain't even played yet.
Oh, okay.
Crazy Cuzzo. Hello?
Crazy Cuzzo, that's his name?
That's his name.
You might be a crip, we don't know. You might want to reserve judgment.
Yeah, you might want to watch that. Son. I doubt it. It's called motivation, so
okay.
Could be positive. So, send me a SoundCloud link. You know how we feel about those. But just to probably hear it, you know. So let's check it out. Let's check it out. If it'll.
Sometimes we all just need a little motivation. Gotta stay up. Stand tall. Don't stop, man. I'm never gonna fall. When I'm all up at the money, man, I'm coming out strong. All I need is a little motivation up in the song. And everybody's trying to tell me everything I do is wrong. Everybody's trying to tell me everything I do is wrong. When I'm trying to make a masterpiece and make no money, no. When I'm trying to make a masterpiece and make no money, no. When I'm trying to make a king of motivation is my song. My emotions, man, I'm ready to fall. It's an everyday thing, man, I get on the grind. Now I take you back to grade school with visions on my mind. Now I'ma take you back into my visions, back into my mind. It's a cold day, lovely season, living intuition. I was never standing, I was like the people in love. They be getting out, going, and they couldn't get out.
Maybe if he had someone else to the hook for me, ever. Maybe if he had someone else to the hook, I'm not on the fence. I'm not on the fence.
You're not on the fence?
I'm on the fence with this one. But as Sunshine was eloquently stating while we have off listened to that track, what are you saying, Sunshine?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I don't know. What I was saying is that I like it because he's singing about motivation, and it's almost as if he said, you know, he's talking about people that don't like him and would put him down, but the cadence of the song is na 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 na, hey hey hey, goodbye. You can hear that rhythm in the song.
Yeah, you can hear that. Yeah, that is the rhythm that they had in the song, I think. I don't know if he meant to do that, but yeah, I see what you're saying. I don't know.
Some people say, you know, you telling me goodbye, get out of here, but that's my motivation. So he's dissing himself and saying it's motivation in the same breath. And probably I go too deep.
Yeah, that's
with stuff.
Yeah, that's that. Yeah, I think that was deep.
But see, surface, people always hear surface. Well, I don't like the way he sounds, or I don't like the rap, or I don't like the this. But I just try to see what the purpose of the song is. And I think that if he continues and keeps at it, I think that he's got something going.
Oh, you hear
and
that.
And he raps and sings. You know what I'm saying?
That was singing?
Yeah, he's singing. He's rhythmic. That's like Drake. You know, Drake will rap and he'll bust out with some R&B lyrics.
I'm not gonna hate. I mean,
nah.
You gotta hustle.
And it's something for everybody. You know what I'm saying? It's somebody that will follow him and that will love this song.
Yeah, that ain't the only. Now he sent two.
We don't have time for two.
Don't
portion a piece.
We'll have time for two.
Damn it! I'm hearing the word cheat day. Sorry, turn my mic off.
So, yeah, well,
we here.
That's how we do. You know, I don't.
I say you show him love and put him in rotation just for the hell of it.
She said we should just put it in rotation for the hell of it. Look, I will say this. I gave the love. I gave the love. I played it. That was love alone. You can't get
blow up the lines. I need y'all to hit DJ D Poison again. I need y'all to hit Jefe Chulo on his Instagram. I need you ladies to get on the phone. I need you to get on the horn. I need you to talk to Jefe Chulo and say, hey, look, papi, we need it to go into the rotation, okay? We need this in the rotation right
that's,
now.
That's
okay?
More than a lot of DJs. They won't even listen. Man, who are you? Nah, bruh.
Papi, I gotta hear that song again. Oh my god, it was so good. I love it. Play it again, please.
We cut our mic off. Nah. It's love.
I think it deserves to be in the rotation. It deserves to be heard again.
Any stations that want it, I will send you the information. Well, that's everything that's on the radio now. They force it into you. First time you hear it, what is this? And then 10 times, it's like, okay.
Yeah. Well, the Poison is talking to him right now. What did you talk to him right now? Just from earlier today.
That was a little earlier.
What's his name?
His name is
Crazy Cuzzo.
Crazy Cuzzo.
Yeah, so. You know, hey, matter of fact, we got to reach out to Crazy Cuzzo. Come on. Hey, if you're about your music, let us know how much you're about your music. We get to bring him on the show.
That name, everybody got one.
Yeah. Well, I got about five. I got five.
The ones that went to carry out and was about to rough dude up because he gave the little girl his phone number?
Yeah.
That's my family.
That's your
Edwards.
At any rate, we gotta go.
Hey, until next week. Hey, follow me on IG. I'm Hef Chulo on IG. DJ.
DJ DEEPOISE
on everything. And also follow us on Hustler Entertainment on IG. Until next week, I'll be out.
Peace.
This is Side Hustle Radio.